Chapter 32. The Elder Wand. The world had ended, so why had the battle not ceased, the castle fallen silent in horror, and every combatant laid down their arms? Harry's mind was in free fall, spinning out of control, unable to grasp the impossibility, because Fred Weasley could not be dead. The evidence of all his senses must be lying. And then a body fell past the hole blown into the side of the school, and curses flew in at them from the darkness, hitting the wall behind their heads. "Get down!" Harry shouted as more curses flew through the night. He and Ron had both grabbed Hermione and pulled her to the floor, but Percy lay across Fred's body, shielding it from further harm. And when Harry shouted, "Percy, come on! We've got to move!" he shook his head. "Percy!" Harry saw tear tracks streaking the grime coating Ron's face as he seized his elder brother's shoulders and pulled. But Percy would not budge. "Percy, you can't do anything for him. We're going to—" Hermione screamed, and Harry, turning, did not need to ask why. A monstrous spider, the size of a small car, was trying to climb through the huge hole in the wall. One of Aragog's descendants had joined the fight. Ron and Harry shouted together. Their spells collided, and the monster was blown backward, its legs jerking horribly, and vanished into the darkness. "It brought friends!" Harry called to the others, glancing over the edge of the castle through the hole in the wall the curses had blasted. More giant spiders were climbing the side of the building, liberated from the forbidden forest into which the Death Eaters must have penetrated. Harry fired stunning spells down upon them, knocking the lead monster into its fellows, so that they rolled back down the building and out of sight. Then more curses came soaring over Harry's head, so close he felt the force of them blow his hair. "Let's move, now!" Pushing Hermione ahead of him with Ron, Harry stooped to seize Fred's body under the armpits. Percy, realizing what Harry was trying to do, stopped clinging to the body and helped. Together, crouching low to avoid the curses flying at them from the grounds, they hauled Fred out of the way. "Here," said Harry, and they placed him in a niche where a suit of armor had stood earlier. He could not bear to look at Fred a second longer than he had to, and after making sure that the body was well hidden, he took off after Ron and Hermione. Malfoy and Goyle had vanished, but at the end of the corridor, which was now full of dust and falling masonry, glass long gone from the windows, he saw many people running backward and forward. Whether friends or foes, he could not tell. Rounding the corner, Percy let out a bull-like roar, "Rookwood!" and sprinted off in the direction of a tall man who was pursuing a couple of students.
"Harry, in here!"
Hermione screamed. She had pulled Ron behind a tapestry. They seemed to be wrestling together, and for one mad second, Harry thought that they were embracing again. Then he saw that Hermione was trying to restrain Ron, to stop him running after Percy.
"Listen to me! Listen, Ron! I want to help! I want to kill Death Eaters!"
His face was contorted, smeared with dust and smoke, and he was shaking with rage and grief.
"Ron, we're the only ones who can end it. Please, Ron, we need the snake. We've got to kill the snake," said Hermione.
But Harry knew how Ron felt. Pursuing another Horcrux could not bring the satisfaction of revenge. He too wanted to fight, to punish them, the people who had killed Fred, and he wanted to find the other Weasleys, and above all, make sure, make quite sure, that Ginny was not... But he could not permit that idea to form in his mind.
"We will fight," Hermione said. "We'll have to reach the snake. But let's not lose sight now of what we're supposed to be doing. We're the only ones who can end it."
She was crying too, and she wiped her face on her torn and singed sleeve as she spoke, but she took great heaving breaths to calm herself as, still keeping a tight hold on Ron, she turned to Harry.
"You need to find out where Voldemort is, because he'll have the snake with him, won't he? Do it, Harry. Look inside him.